Chapter 4. Hugh came looking for Brother Cadfael in mid-afternoon. With the first glimmers of news that had found their way out of Oxford since the siege began. "Robert of Gloucester's back in England," he said. "I have it from an armourer who took thought in time to get out of the city. A few were lucky and took warning. He says Robert has landed at Wareham in spite of the king's garrison, brought in all his ships safely and taken the town. Not the castle, though, not yet. But he settled down to siege. He got precious little out of Geoffrey, maybe a handful of knights, no more. If he's safe for sure and holds the town," said Cadfael reasonably, "what does he want with the castle? I should have thought he'd be hot-foot for Oxford to hail his sister out of the trap. He'd rather lure Stephen to come to him and draw him off from his own siege. My man says the castle at Wareham's none too well garrisoned, and they've come to a truce agreement and sent to the king to relieve them by a fixed date. And know all but truly well informed, though even he doesn't know the day appointed. Or if he fails them, they'll surrender. That suits Robert. He knows it's seldom any great feat to lure Stephen off a scent. But I fancy he'll hold fast this time. When will he get such a chance again? Even he can't throw it away, surely. There's no end to the follies any man can commit," said Cadfael tolerantly. "To give him his due, most of his idiocies are generous, which is more than can be said for the lady. But I could wish this siege at Oxford might be the end of it. If he does take castle and empress and all, she'll be safe enough of life and limb with him. It's rather he who may be in danger. What else is new from the south?" "There's a tale he tells of a horse found straying not far from the city in the woods close to the road to Wallingford. Some time ago, this was. About the time all roads out of Oxford were closed and the town on fire. A horse, dragging a blood-stained saddle and saddlebags, slit open and emptied. A groom who'd slipped out of the town before the ring closed recognised horse and harness as belonging to one Reynaud Bourchier, a knight in the Empress's service.